1.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Oh, it's hump day, and we're getting closer and closer to the weekend, and we're getting closer and closer to November 2nd. I hope you're all registered and ready to rock that vote. You want to see the power of the people in action. I say this all the time here on America Tonight. Then use that right to vote. And as you're casting your vote this November, think about it. Think long and hard the direction you want to see this country go in. Right here from the top, right off the get-go, we're pleased to welcome to the show Mark Kellerman, president of YourVoxBox.com. I think he feels it. He feels that Americans are angry enough to make a big, bad statement, and he's going to help. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. You know what? I heard a story that you were actually moving this forward where people could send real moving boxes to congressmen, congresswomen, senators, or whomever on the Hill to show how unhappy we are with what they're doing. You can send your own kind of personalized message. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I'm actually in the box business, and I had a customer comment to me, and I'll clean it up for radio. What they said is, we ought to put some of these boxes together and send them up to D.C. so some of the fine ladies and gentlemen can begin packing for their trip home. So with a little windshield time and a web designer, I put the website together, and it's been going well ever since.
So the idea is sparked by the customer. You decide to launch this, and you said the idea has been going ever since. So what's the reaction? Have you gotten a lot of feedback on this?
Some feedback. Nothing really from any of the, I guess what we would call the recipients. I hadn't had any kind of negative feedback. I'm keeping my books clean. I'm expected to be audited, but, you know, other than that, everything's going well.
Do you feel, though, as you said, somebody unloaded to you when they were coming into the store. So do you feel it? Do you feel that anger that we talk about here on America Tonight when people call in or just in our daily lives? I see it in Dallas, Texas. I've seen it in Tampa, Florida. I've seen it in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Are you seeing that? I mean, you're there with people. People come in all day long. And do you get that sense?
I do. And I deal with primarily with business owners, small business owners, people that employ 20, 30 people. And these folks are really frustrated, really angry, and I think the ballot boxes are going to be full this November.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely agree with you, too. So if somebody wants to do it, what does it cost, and how do they can personalize a message, and you'll send the empty boxes actually right to the Washington office?
Right. We call it an incumbent relocation kit. And what it's got two nice-sized moving boxes packed in a shipper, so it gets there nice and neat. And it has you can put in a note, and you can, as long as you don't put any profanity or any threats, it'll send straight on. We send the if the customer puts their email address in, we'll send them the UPS tracking information so they can track it right to the senator or representative's front door. It's $19.95 plus shipping and processing, which is $5.95. But if there's a coupon code section there, and if they put in the word box, they'll get free shipping. So it's really only $19.99, and just goes from there.
All right, and so it's anybody from anywhere. We could weigh in, and you know, we have listeners all over this country. They could go to your website and they could do it. You would send it for them.
Absolutely.
All right, and give us that website.
It's YourVox, V as in Victor, YourVoxBox.com.
YourVoxBox.com. All right. And you will be audited. You know that.
I'm keeping the books real clean.
I love it. We're going to check back in with you and see how you did, but thanks for joining us right here from the top. I love that you're doing this. Did you send a box yourself?
Oh, yeah. Maybe more than one.
All right, we might have to send a few for America Tonight. We'll be in touch. Mark, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. What a great idea. So as you heard, it's like 19 some dollars. And the idea is to send these boxes, like he said, the incumbent relocation box to whomever you're tired of representing you. And of course, we broadcast all over this great nation. So we're talking California. We're talking Illinois. You know, pick a state, whatever state you're from. Delaware, that could be one of the states. And speaking of Delaware, we're going to jump on it this hour. We're going to talk about the debate between Christine O'Donnell and Chris Coons and how that went. There was a lot of back and forth, like it's been certainly with Jerry Brown in California and Meg Whitman in that gubernatorial race. And here we are in this one where we're talking about the push and the pull over the Senate position. And it got interesting, let's just say that. There were a couple of things about Marxism. there was stuff about religion. There was stuff about taxes, of course, the things that the people in Delaware would care about. You know, not so much the personal stuff, but the economy, which is across the board what everybody in America is so concerned about. I would be remiss if we didn't start with the Chilean miners. Here is absolutely another daily salute. It is a mission accomplished because all 33 miners have been rescued. Is that not incredible? All of them up and out of the mine after 2 months of being underneath the Earth's surface. I've said this a couple of times. Close your eyes. Curl yourself up in the fetal position, go under a desk and sit there for a while and see what that feels like. Although you still have air to breathe and you know that you're just trying to simulate it so there is a way out. In the case of the miners, they didn't know, let's face it, if they were going to die, even though, yes, we're sharing food, the few rations we have, we're trying to share light and space and all that sort of stuff. But there was no guarantee that they would come up. There was no guarantee that the rescue would be successful. And welcome back to life, because after 2 months underground, every single one of them, it's nothing short of a miracle. I mean, incredible. Absolutely. And the Chilean president, I mean, he was just so choked up. I was watching this live. I was choked up watching it. And he was congratulated by the last rescue worker, the last guy, Manuel Gonzalez, who was lifted from the mine. And the rescuer told the president something pretty familiar to what the final rescued miner had told Panera earlier in the night, you know, just what they did underground. They hope that it never happens again, that Chilean mining will be different. And that's what they all responded when they were asked questions. They all said that they were worried about what the new regulations would be to protect the workers, not only in mining, but in other industries. So that capsule worked. They were rescued. And like I said, Manuel Gonzalez, the last person to be lifted from the miners' refuge to the surface, everybody cheered all over the place. There wasn't a dry eye around. Good stuff. Stay with us. We've got odds and ends. We've barely scratched the surface.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad. Yeah, speaking of being bad to the bone, before we jump to that debate at the University of Delaware between the Democrat Chris Coons and the Republican Christine O'Donnell. How about this? You know these Medicare scams, and some of you have even called me in the past to talk about that. They uncovered what looks to be the largest Medicare scam ever. You know how much they try to cheat Medicare out of? $163 million. Then you know who the they were? This network of Armenian gangsters and phantom healthcare clinics and people that worked in these clinics, supposed clinics that were set up that way, were trying to bilk that money out of Medicare. So it's the largest fraud, they say, by one criminal element ever in the program's history. 73 people were, in fact, charged in New York and in some other places. Most of the defendants were actually captured during raids on Wednesday morning in New York City and L.A., but there were some arrests in New Mexico, Georgia, and Ohio. And they say the scheme and the sophistication of the scope of the whole thing put the traditional mafia to shame, that they really had a verifiable fraud franchise. Jeez, wow. I'd be curious to see how they laid that out, what the FBI did, and how they were able to sting them. The operation was under the protection of an Armenian crime boss known in the former Soviet Union as, check out his name, Vor. I'm here for Vor. The reputed boss was in custody in L.A. His name is Armin Kazarian. And they say it was the first time a vor, which is pretty much the equivalent of a traditional godfather, has been charged in a U.S. racketeering case. So imagine the things that have been going on underneath the noses of the FBI, the CIA, and whoever else for however many years. But they nailed him, and they say they have him cold on the evidence. They're going to have to try to face down racketeering and bank fraud and money laundering and identity theft. And they started looking into them after information on 2,900 Medicare patients in upstate New York, including Social Security numbers and dates of birth and all that stuff, were stolen. And that was the tip-off. They had 118 phantom clinics in 25 states, and they used the names to submit fake bills for care that was never given. So the phony paperwork was the giveaway. And it showed eye doctors doing bladder tests, ear, nose, and throat specials, performing pregnancy ultrasounds. Oh, they needed a translator. Obstetricians testing for skin allergies, and dermatologists billing for heart exams. Now, I wonder why they were able to catch them so easily. Because do we ever catch anyone that's clever enough? How often are we kicking ourselves about missing the most obvious thing that's right in front of our face? So they actually picked that up by what they got back. And the New York portion of the case, just for your information, was more than $100 million in fraudulent bills. They were submitted and Medicare paid out at least $35 million. Isn't that awful? Once again, not really paying close attention to the paperwork, because this is what keeps happening. Oh, whether it's foreclosures or whether we're talking about bundling services up back in 2008 and shooting the rest of the country in the rear end. Oh, it's nasty business, I'm telling you. The whole paperwork thing. So we move from paperwork to paper politicians, and we go to Delaware. Christine O'Donnell and Chris Coons, who really shouldn't have been there. If O'Donnell hadn't won her primary, Coons would be in the same position that she's in. He would be trailing miserably in the polls because Mike Castle was very popular. And for some reason, he narrowly missed winning the Republican nod, but he did. So it was kind of a lively debate. We're going to let you hear a little bit of what was said at one point during this debate between these two senatorial candidates. Take a listen.
I'm not sure I understand what Ms. O'Donnell means when she says this is simply creating a culture of dependency and that her primary objective would be to end all the endless regulation and red tape. She denounces the Obama administration, says it's done nothing to promote job growth, when frankly just a few weeks ago a new bill that would provide expanded SBA loan capacity, $30 billion worth of new lending capability, TARP funds that have been repaid and are being repurposed towards small and mid-sized banks all over the United States. Real and concrete steps are being taken. I also, frankly, can't imagine where she found the numbers that unemployment doubled in just the past year under my watch. I suspect we're going to need to keep a close eye this evening on the numbers that go flying back and
forth. Let's ask her, where did you find those numbers?
Department of Labor Statistics, and we'll have them on our website by tomorrow. But I want to point out that he said that we're not creating a culture of dependency. How would you explain what is happening when unemployment is leveled out but more and more people are on food stamps? We've got to ask ourselves, what do we want Delawareans to be receiving, food stamps or paychecks? I say paychecks.
Obviously paychecks. We'd like to have Americans able to receive the benefits that they need to get through incredibly difficult times. But to simply denounce people as being dependent because they're applying for and receiving food stamps
in
the worst recession in modern
times. Not fair of you
is frankly slandering people who are in incredibly difficult times.
That's not fair of you to say that, because that's not at all what I'm doing. I'm not the person who would cut the tax benefits for disabled and low-income senior citizens as you did as county executive. But what I'm proposing is to give these tax to make sure that the tax cuts for all Delawareans do not expire this January. You have said that you will stop the tax cuts for the so-called rich. What you fail to realize is that the so-called rich are the small business owner, the dry cleaner down the street, the pizza shop owner who makes $300,000, before they pay their four employees, before they feed their own family. This is going to cause
Donald,
them to close that door.
We're going to try and have a conversation here this evening rather than just a diatribe if we possibly could. I think it'd be helpful for us to be able to have an exchange of ideas and let each of us take turns. So thank you for moderating, Wolf. I think it's important for folks to look closely at some of the things Ms. O'Donnell's thrown out on her new website. Most of them are untrue. Some of them are just flat-out lies. Some of them are mischaracterizations. Some of them are just factually untrue. So I'm not going to stop every single time there's something she throws out that I disagree with or I think is factually untrue. But let me just say at the outset that much of what you've put out, much of how you've characterized my record is incorrect. And if we simply sit here this evening and say, that's not true, we're not going to make much progress.
All right, so you got the gist of it there, and it kind of went on the same way, and both of them at one point having to explain different things in
your
background.
How can voters rely upon your...
You know, explain remarks, the things that she said to on the Bill Maher show, and she came back with some pretty good answers saying, look, it was a comedy show. He was accused of being a Marxist for a tongue-in-cheek paper that he wrote when he was in college. So the bottom line is it's up to the voters, whatever the voters in Delaware decide. And right now, she's trailing badly in the poll. She's 19 points behind Coons. So that doesn't bode well for her. However, a lot of times it's that scary number about the likely voters. Occasionally there's the surprise attack. You don't realize who's going there. It's like the polls showing in Florida that one of the candidates is pulling away pretty consistently now at this point, and it's Marco Rubio, who has widened his lead over Governor Charlie Crist and the Democrat Kendrick Meek in that Senate race. He's got 45% of likely voters compared with Crist, who has 29, and he's the current governor, and Meek, who has 22. But usually the numbers are pretty on target as far as the winner is concerned, but sometimes you get the surprise. You don't think that it's possible, but it is. And people who said they weren't going to vote or people who were registered to vote surprised a lot of other people around them, and they wanted a ride to the polls, and they voted. But they're never counted in any of this. It's likely voters. So anything can happen, in other words. That's what makes, I think, November 2nd, interesting. There are what you would call what looks to be surefire things, but there aren't too many of those. There's some where the incumbent is neck and neck with the newcomer, easy for me to say, to the game. For example, Sharon Engel is who I'm thinking of in Nevada. Harry Reid has a great chance to lose his seat. He didn't originally, but now she's gained a lot of momentum, to say the least. Some great guests coming up. Hang through, everybody.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
So coming up in 3 weeks, it's not just Congress folks, senators, governors, other council people that you're voting for in these midterm elections. There are other issues on the ballot, and a big one, and one that we talk about a lot on America Tonight, is the issue of marijuana, including medical marijuana. It's going to be on a couple of ballots across the land. We know that, for example, voters in Arizona and South Dakota will be voting in this direction as to yay or nay. Then in California, Prop 19 could actually legalize marijuana for anyone 21 and older. Now, we know the debate. Hey, you could make money on marijuana and the cops could focus on the hardened criminals. And we know the other side of that. Oh, it's a gateway drug. And I'll tell you what, the battle lines are clearly drawn, and they've been drawn for a long time. Let's get some insight from someone who really knows about this issue. Very, very pleased to welcome to the show Lisa Lannon. And what you need to know about Lisa is she created these centers, these Journey Healing Centers, that have helped so many people get through drug and alcohol addiction. It's a rehabilitation center, basically, and they've got them in Arizona and Utah, and the deal is they specialize in holistic healing programs, family treatment, and they also have a sobriety for life program, which I think is absolutely terrific. It's about time we had centers that focused on that. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate, for having me on.
First of all, let's go back and tell your story. Why did you jump into, when things were clicking along nicely for you, why did you jump into the game of getting involved with a rehabilitation center and then branching out to other centers?
Well, thank you for the question, Kate. My story goes back. I used to be in law enforcement in Las Vegas, and my husband ran nightclubs. And through the course of the years, he himself got into drinking, and it became a problem. And he, too, at one point started out with marijuana before it led to alcohol. And at one point in time during our relationship, I had had enough, so I ended up giving him the ultimatum. Either he goes to rehab or I was leaving him. And thank God, at that point in time, he was at his wit's end also and looking for a way out. So he did go to treatment himself. And when he got out of treatment, going back to a nightclub industry would not serve his sobriety. So we looked into what we could do and how we could change our life. And for us, it was giving back. And we decided to open up our own treatment centers. We offer 24-hour helplines for anyone who wants to call in with any question of addiction, whether they're looking for treatment or not.
Wow, that's terrific. I want to give out that number, too, because, you know, there's certainly people we know that are probably listening, sadly, and struggling with this. It's 866-774-5119, 866-774-5119. We'll give that out later as well, because I think that's great that there's a place that people can go 24 hours, so you don't have to wait till the morning or other bankers' kind of hours to actually call in. It's when you really, I think, need the help. And you know this because, as you said, you were a law enforcement officer. What did you see on the job, besides with your husband and dealing with that leading to you to start these centers? When you were there, you were a police officer, so you dealt with people who were stoned out of their mind or were on something stronger. You dealt with all kinds of crime. And a lot of police officers that I've spoke with, Lisa, so it's really split, too. Some think, yeah, fine, decriminalize it, and others say, no way, because you have no idea with what we're dealing with on the streets. So what's your opinion? What do you say?
From a law enforcement perspective, I'm opposing it as well from that perspective, just because throughout the course of my years working on the force, I did see it anywhere from small amounts of marijuana driving under the influence to seeing them a couple years later where they are on harder substances and committing more dangerous crimes than just petty theft. There was also a case where a young woman smoked a joint and in the car and drove and ran over six teenagers on the side of the road and killed all of them.
Oh, yeah, that's the stories we don't hear. A lot of times you don't hear those stories unless you're in that local area where it happens, and you hear more of the other. Well, look at the taxation and who are you harming, just a few joints here and there. But that's a much different perspective. How about medical marijuana? Because then others would argue with you, well, what about somebody who's got a disease? This is a controlled environment. Why can't we keep these medical marijuana places open?
That's a great question, Kate. Currently, the FDA has approved a pill form of synthetic THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, and it's in the so-called Marinol. So they have been actively using that for a number of years with cancer patients, glaucoma, chemotherapy, the anti-nausea, everything that they're saying it is going to help. And only about 2% of the population who suffer from these illnesses will benefit from those. So it being on the ballot as a being legalized to smoke, the FDA has never approved a medical form of any medication to be smoked. That in itself causes a whole other string of problems.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's the same thing? It invites the idea in that there could be more drug abuse and even more health risk too?
Absolutely. I mean, marijuana is more potent today than it was in the 1960s. Just alone inhaling it anyone who smokes marijuana knows they inhale it deeply, they hold it in longer, so it's actually burning the lungs more than one cigarette would. And one joint is equivalent to smoking 5-10 cigarettes in and of itself.
Yeah. Do you, the people that come to your centers, are they, because you have everything across the board, it could be different things, I'm sure, right? It could be somebody that's hooked on meth or has a cocaine problem or just, I don't say just, but they have an alcohol problem. So you see it all across the board. And we started this interview talking about that, that addiction is something completely different than, unless somebody's dealt with it, then they don't realize what it is. And it can grab hold in any form, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we can take a sports injury, for example. Someone has a injury and gets on pain pills, OxyContin, for example, and next thing they know, their tolerance is built up. They're taking 3 or 4 pills at a time to get rid of the pain. Their prescription runs out, and next thing you know, they're smoking heroin.
Mm. Boy, that'd be a nasty road to go down. Tell us a little bit about the holistic healing programs. What When you say holistic, what are some of the things that somebody would expect to encounter in your center when they're trying to change their life?
Journey Healing Centers, we do holistic healing. So we treat the mind, body, and spirit as a whole. We don't treat the psychological problems or the detox issues that come with addiction. We offer groups such as, you know, they do the normal therapy groups, assignment groups, processing groups, but we also offer equine therapy, yoga, art therapy. They go to the gym. And we just offer different groups that incorporate treating the mind, body, and spirit as a whole.
Yeah. What's the most rewarding thing for you in creating these centers after dealing with this on a personal level and also seeing it as a police officer? What's the most rewarding thing now through the Journey Healing Centers that you've seen?
The most rewarding is when someone comes in, within the first week, it's like a shine comes back in their eyes. They're coming out of the darkness and back into the light, and we're starting to see them wake up from this darkness of addiction they've been in. They beat themselves up. Even if they didn't intentionally, no one intentionally goes to become an addict, but watching them go through that process and take on their lives and get rid of whatever it was that caused them to go down that path, and then seeing them again years later and saying, thank you, your center is assisting me, saving my life. I now have a life again. Family members say, the person I love is back. Just reuniting families is very rewarding.
Yeah, good for you. What do you think Prop 19 in California? We talked about that. Do you think that passes? What sense do you get?
It could go either way. As of right now it stands, it looks like it will pass, both on an economic level and for the reason that people just want to get high. I don't know if you've seen videos or walked down Venice Beach Boulevard there where there's marijuana shops galore. People are wearing their reggae outfits, holding signs saying the doctor is in, comes with a prescription.
Yeah. I saw that in the Haight-Ashbury, too, in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're predicting it's going to bring in up to $2.8 billion in revenue for the state. So, I mean, there's a lot of momentum for it to pass.
Yeah. And then you think if it passes, well, of course, if it passes, then we know it could be challenged and has been challenged in the past. Other props have been challenged that have gone through and come close to passing and then haven't passed. I think the marijuana debate is going to be with us for a long, long time. What do you think, Lisa?
I think it will be because it's still illegal on a federal level.
Yeah.
And even though the current administration says they won't prosecute or go after it, it is still illegal. And I just wish the medical marijuana proposition or project would come out and say, hey, we're doing this for economic reasons, and people want to get high.
Yeah, good point. Lisa Lannon, thank you so much, and continued success with your Journey Healing Centers. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
Coming up next, We Can Count.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Yes, indeed, time for another edition of We Can Count. Check this number out. It's so scary. 288,345. And what is that a number for? That would be foreclosures in the July to September quarter. Oh, that's awful. And these are figures that were compiled by Realty Track, Inc. It's a foreclosure listing service. Do you know that's up about 270,000 from the second quarter? Wow, that's incredible. Banks have seized about 816,000 houses through the first 9 months of the year. They've been on pace to actually take back 1.2 million by the end of 2010. But maybe that number will be a little bit decreased because several lenders have suspended foreclosures and sales of repossessed homes until they can sort out the crazy nonsense with the foreclosure document mess that was created. Remember, it was earlier on Wednesday when you had officials in 50 states and the District of Columbia that decided, okay, we're going to have to look under the hood on this and then some. So that joint investigation is underway. Of course it is, because Who was signing this stuff? They weren't even looking at it. And some of the foreclosures could even be challenged in court because now there's these allegations that banks evicted people without reading the documents. So it's going to be a nightmare that's going to continue, and it's going to drag on. And here's the thing. If this crisis, because it is a crisis, friends, drags on for months, and you've got more lenders to stop seizing homes, the foreclosure delays could last definitely into next year. In fact, I don't say could anymore. It's going to last into next year. And here's the sad, sorry part about this whole thing. How is this happening? These robo-signers are part of this foreclosure fraud mess. So now that could have a severe, a crippling effect on home sales and prices. Ask the people in California how they feel about that. Half of them have homes, depending on the area, that are underwater. So a freeze in foreclosure sales between now and December by most of the banks and other lenders would amount to removing 30% of all home sales for this period. Crazy. I mean, crazy. There's about 600,000 bank-owned houses that probably aren't even on the market. The states most affected by the foreclosure freeze accounted for 40% of the activity, the foreclosure activity in the third quarter, and 36% of homes taken back by lenders, too. So sales of homes by lenders made up 18%. You see what I'm saying there? Lenders selling it, 18%. That's crazy. Of all of the homes in the U.S., as far as the ones that were sold in September. That's nuts. That's nuts. The robo-signers. It just gets worse. It's ridiculous. So probably now, you're definitely looking at least 8 months from now, on average, I think, when these homes will be sold. So then you start to look at prices, and they're going to start declining probably maybe 4% nationally, maybe more, but somewhere in that ballpark when the sales happen. I mean, I guess that's good news if you're someone looking to sell in the near future, but because there won't be all this competition from deeply discounted places that might be around the block. But if you're looking to sell further down the line, not such great news. Yeah, so you might kind of nest a little bit longer. That's my suggestion to you. Keep nesting, because we're all in trouble now, thanks to the idiots who are in the housing business. Oh, we go from one scandal and stupid fraudulent thing to another. The craziness with the arms and just giving anyone houses, not even knowing what they did, if they had the backing. Nuts. All right, let's move on to something else. The Pakistan floods. Remember the horrific pictures from that? I mean, this is radio, but we described it. We talked about how many people were stranded, how awful it was, the circumstances. Do you know that the flood damage has been estimated at $9.5 billion? They say the full cost of reconstruction in this horrific third world area where most of the flooding really took place and the whole recovery is going to be much higher than that. So this is kind of a low estimate. That's what the international lenders, speaking of lenders, are saying, that the summer floods actually caused to the infrastructure, of course, the agriculture and other sectors across the board, too. Pakistan's in a real crisis right now. And you think about this because this is a nation that's battling Islamist insurgency. And now more than ever, it's all about rescuing the hearts, the minds, and anything else connected to these poor people who are just in dire straits. I mean, you got to think of trying to rebuild roads and buildings and irrigation. You know, you name it, you're talking replacement costs. And then what projects are, you know, slated to go first? When you have a massive disaster of this kind of scale and you talk about 20 million or maybe 20 million of 175 million people being affected, 2,000 people dying, millions homeless, and the floods in late July that happened during the heavy monsoon rains covered one-fifth of the country. One-fifth of the country. These are gruesome numbers, aren't they? Dozens of bridges washed, gone, history. 1.9 million homes done, damaged, destroyed. And, I mean, I could go on. The numbers are just ugly, so we get it. It's all about the money, getting people back on their feet, or at least in a situation where they can survive and then hopefully eventually thrive, because some of these slums, it's just like, I know this was Hollywood, but you think of Slumdog Millionaire and then multiply that and make it even worse in your mind, and you pretty much get the clear picture of what you're looking at in Pakistan. It's going to take a long time for those people to get back on their feet. Ooh, crazy. All right, so we move to yet another bunch of numbers here on the show, a little bit different than the ones that we were just talking about. This instead has to do with the Queen, and it has to do with a little thing called Christmas. I don't know what I was reading today, maybe one of the Guardian or one of the British newspapers, and they talked about Queen Elizabeth being sort of bah humbugish, and the reason why is because she's got this bash that she throws at Buckingham Palace, you know, a big Christmas party, and she's not going to do it because she's saying she's showing solidarity with her nation that's struggling with all this hardship, and she called it off, saying it's the first time we've canceled the party, and we're not going to do it. See, here's the thing. A lot of people that work for the royals love it because the royals mix with the servants. It's a night when they supposedly let their hair down. So you could see the queen actually dance with her footman, or Prince Philip is hanging out getting a drink of punch, I'm sure, for the maid or whatever. And you have like 1,200 people that come to the party. So it's a big deal for the little people. But the little people are not going to have the party this year. The 84-year-old monarch is saying that the country is in bad straits, and she wanted to take a lead in this, and she didn't want to be ostentatious. That was out of the question. Bummer. Bummer for the people who weren't making serious money anyway, and this was the one thing that they looked forward to. I have to agree, bah humbug, because it's the people who would really get a charge and feel good about the party with the champagne flowing, where they can just be themselves and they can see the royals be themselves, who get ripped off. It's like company Christmas parties that get canceled, unless they're giving you money or turkeys or something in exchange, where they just say, oh, forget it, all bets are off, we're not going to do a party because just things are so economically horrific that we're just going to cancel the party. It's not the VP and the CEO and the people who are making the big money. It's the other guys who get affected by this. I don't know, food for thought. You can send me your thoughts, of course, always, to americatonight.net.